This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hi, the way we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,397. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Taylor.
Clack, clack, drink it and draw.
All right, here we go to Japan, where serial toilet thief is caught after nabbing 18 new crappers. Meanwhile, a Pennsylvania man takes bath salts on his first day at work and shows co-worker his flapper. Survey says when you get high, you will get the munchies too.
What?
Yes. Canada man makes fake license plates from old diaper boxes and glue. And a sign entering an England town says, if you don't live here, F off. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a question for you. What do a Land Rover, a couch, an airplane drink cart, the Berlin Wall, a jar of pasta sauce, a picnic table, and roadkill all have in common? Think about it. You are wrong. You see, a Land Rover, a couch, an airplane, drink cart, the Berlin Wall, a jar of pasta sauce, a picnic table, and roadkill are all things that people attempted to have sex with. And I know what you're thinking. Roadkill? Who tried to have sex with roadkill? That's a difficult question to answer because it depends. Are you asking about the Michigan man who was busted having sex with a dead dog or the Wisconsin man who was busted having sex with a dead deer? We have both of those stories for your listening horror coming up. But when it comes to sex or getting aroused, everybody has their thing. It's just that some things are, well, they're weird. We have the guy who married his sex doll, only to cheat on the sex doll when he had sex with a metal box. Yeah, take time to absorb that. There's a guy in Nebraska. He gets turned on by driving naked. He's been spotted on seven different occasions. He's been arrested once, hopped right back in his car, got naked, and took off. And then right here in Seattle, there's a thruple, and yes, I do hate that word, but they all identify as mythical creatures. So there's Gunther the Troll, Lolly the Fairy Princess, and Ion the Leprechaun. And no, I am not making this up. But look, it works for them. But it does play into today's question. You might get a sense of where we're going with this. We want to know, what is the strangest story you have about sex?
Hey, follow Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And thrill 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3397. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Mm-hmm. Steve, you said that we're getting fast food today.
Yeah, we're going to a world of fast food. You can probably already guess. People have issues when they go to fast food restaurants, and their way to resolve that is to be a complete jackass. So, well, three of those stories.
You know, as far as finding a place that's open and where you can get food, I mean, not that crazy things did not happen in fast food places before, but now they are strictly, kind of sequestered in the drive-thru area.
Yeah.
And that's where most of the damage happens. People falling asleep, people throwing stuff, people shooting into the window.
Oh, we got a guy who climbs through a fast food window. They're not very big windows, but
no,
homie got out of his car and climbed through it, just because he was mad.
So a fast food edition.
Yes.
Of Who Sucks Less coming up. And today we're going to talk about sex. I mean, we don't have to go into a lot of detail today. We don't need to know all of that. We can.
Please don't.
Trust
us. We understand what sex is.
We can put two and two together. So you don't say, well, this one time I'm doing that. Like, no, Captain, sex man. We don't need to hear from you and all your mighty sexual conquests. But we will start in Seattle, and as the story goes, it's still one of my biggest regrets in my single life that I never had sex with a leprechaun. Apparently, this woman gets to do it every night while a troll watches. There is a three-person couple, or thruple, here in Seattle that features three people who say they identify as mythical creatures.
Okay.
Lolly, the fairy princess.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther, the troll. And Lon, the leprechaun.
Is it Lon or Ion?
Oh, maybe it is Ion.
I can't tell. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know what? It's Ion. For sure. The relationship started with the princess and the leprechaun. They met the 6'9" troll.
Okay.
At a live-action role-playing festival and brought him into their relationship.
What's the problem, Ted?
You can't be 6'9" and be a troll.
What's do trolls have to be tiny?
They got to be short.
Okay.
Are you trying to tell Cajun he can't be a troll?
Yes. No problem.
That was the first person I thought. I was like, 6'9", troll? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not good to be a troll. Now we got tall people taking troll jobs?
Well, yeah. I would agree that you can't be a tall leprechaun, right?
All right.
That is established, right? Like, leprechauns are just tiny, aren't they?
Generally,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can be a 6'9" live-action troll. They met him at a role-playing festival, and then they brought him into the relationship. Now, during the day, the princess and the troll...
That'd be Lolly and Gunther.
They work together on a business.
Okay.
The leprechaun, he goes to his day job. Then at night, they hang out until they all sleep in their own bedrooms. So there's no word on what their sex life is or what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But either way, all three of them have already gotten COVID. They blame it on the trip to the dentist. I went to the dentist. I don't think I got COVID, but...
All right.
Yeah, I mean... Whatever. They say they're happy with their three-person relationship, but they would take in another female mythical creature. Princess Lolly said she'd have to be, quote, a fairy or a very adventurous healing sort.
So they're specific about the mythical creature that you need to be to get in on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder if Gunther the Troll and Ion the Leprechaun, I wonder if they ever engage in just like a night where they say, Princess, Lily or Lolly?
Lolly. Get the name right.
You stay out there. You know what I mean? We're just going to do our own thing tonight.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think Lolly for both, and I don't know. I don't know these people. They can call in if they're listening. I feel like Lolly, at least from my point of view, would be very important to this equation. Lolly, in fact, would be more important to me than either Ion or Gunther.
Mm, okay. See, I don't know. It would be weird to be sitting in a room listening to the person that I'm going out with having sex with my roommate in the next room.
Well, sure.
You're not roommates, though.
Well, we're...
You're all in a relationship together.
We're a throuple, so why aren't I in there?
Well, sometimes
maybe
you are.
Maybe tap out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do the recharge. Like, you've done your duty, and, you know, as a guy, you take a couple minutes to recharge, and so Gunther jumps in and does his troll business.
I would think they all sleep together in the same bed. But I'm sure there's sometimes there's one-offs. Maybe the guy's just tired.
Right.
It's hard being a troll.
Sure.
Well, we're out here for a troll.
We all know that there are different things out there that that turn people on.
For sure.
On Sunday morning, police in Lincoln, Nebraska arrested a 34-year-old guy after someone reported he was naked in his Toyota Camry. Cops did find him naked. The guy was charged with indecent exposure. Cops let him go, but then the next morning, he was back at it again, naked in his Toyota. And the cops now have connected him to 7 incidents of people reporting a naked guy in a Toyota Camry. Anyway, they're putting together more potential charges against the guy for now. He's only facing the 1 indecent exposure charge from when they caught him in the act. So, other than that.
Now, you knew a guy that, oiled himself up, got naked, got high in cocaine, and drove through D.C., and that was his thing?
He'd masturbate when he drove, yeah.
But he covered himself in oil, right?
He did.
Do a line of coke, and specifically drive the streets of D.C. while masturbating. This was his thing.
Not only that, but he would disappear for days on end.
All right.
So, you know, like...
He would show up, look for
he would show up. Just laughing. You're like, does a lot of coke, and then he's on his way. Like, that guy's doing a lot of drugs before he left the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then Miles goes, and he would disappear for days.
He would. And so, like, you know, you'd wonder, where's Gary at? And Gary would be gone. And his door would be closed. His door would be locked. Problem is, Gary had, like, a coffee maker in there.
It's right, all the good stuff.
He kind of want to use, you know, because he was kind of more in the control room, but it was kind of like a bigger room that had other stuff, had a microwave in it.
All right.
Because we really didn't have a communal kitchen. So it was just Gary had all this stuff, because secretly, I think Gary kind of slept on the couch in there and lived there more than not, but either way.
I'm thinking a guy like that might sleep at work a little bit.
Was Gary in a relationship?
You know, I doubt it. I don't think that would be possible.
The guy oils himself up, masturbates while driving through the streets of the nation's capital, not in a relationship. Ladies, what are you doing?
I thought maybe he was sleeping on the couch because he was in trouble at home.
Gary would be the guy who, okay, we worked at a radio station.
Right.
Gary would be the guy who you would come in the morning, and I caught him masturbating before when I got into work early. All right. He was also the guy that was on his ham radio all the time.
Okay, yeah, that
kind of
guy.
Unless you are 65, 70 years old, you've been married for 40 years, your wife and you are in love, and you have a ham radio hobby from your house, I understand that. But no dude who's just working that ham radio game single, he's never getting laid.
Right.
You know what I mean? The guy that looks like Dwight, who's probably got one in his house, yeah, he's getting laid.
You expect him to.
He's been married to the same woman for, you know.
She knows.
Forever. And she knows what his hobbies are. And yeah, he's got a model train and other things. But for the most part.
Who was he talking to?
Who knows? I mean, you talk around the world, Ted. Talk to anybody you want. Any other ham radio operator you want to connect with. That's the true thing. But it's not the path to getting laid.
Right, no, it's not.
You know what I mean? It's just not.
Neither is driving around oiled up and naked masturbating.
I think you have a better chance. Because you can always,
there's places you could probably drive and be in good.
Right, exactly. You can find somebody.
In Seattle, it's Volunteer Park.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places you could go. But drive around D.C. naked. And he never got busted. And one of the funny things I think about...
But he would just tell you this, right? Like, he openly admitted, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No prop. He also was a... he would dress as a Disney character.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hired in the area for a lot of different official Disney events. What you have to understand is Disney is very, very strict about you working for them, especially when you're in costume.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, Gary wasn't allowed to have the costume.
He could not have that in his possession.
Right.
Disney had to bring him that costume. They were he was contracted out.
How tall was he?
He was about 6'4". He was goofy.
Goofy. As I said, he's got to be goofy.
He was goofy.
Couldn't be a troll.
And he was only about 110 pounds. Like Gary was unusually thin, probably from all the cocaine. But the big thing was, and occasionally they would do stuff like in the Smithsonian or other things, depending on what was going on. But for the most part, the White House lawn Easter egg hunt and roll was guaranteed.
Okay.
Disney characters there every year, no matter what. So
football players.
Yeah, that was Gary's
gig. I used to go.
So this guy that drives around oiled up masturbating, did you ever see him as good? Like, watch the news, you know, when they show the little happy clip of the kids in the White House lawn, and you're like, I know who that guy is. Kids should not be around him.
Here's the problem, okay? You would go into Gary's office, all right? And there would be a really nice frame picture of the wall of Goofy and Bill Clinton, we'll say, right?
Okay.
And then it's Gary. But it's not Gary.
Right.
It's Goofy. You know what I mean? And there's a kid between them. You know what I mean? Like, and there's Gary. Like, Gary's like, yeah, I am with Bill Clinton. And I'm like, ah, oh, that's Goofy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, once you put on that costume, brother.
You're Goofy.
Yeah, you ain't Gary anymore. You're Goofy. So he had all these different pictures. I mean, you name it. A who's who of whoever he ever got a chance to meet. Gary was the guy. Everyone wants to get a picture with Goofy. Not only that, but it was always the Disney photographers. They had, you know, photographers.
Sure.
So any picture with Goofy in it. Every single kid that came up or whatever, Gary would take a look at these pictures. He'd get some from himself, like football players, basketball players, you name it. But he had all these pictures up of Goofy with somebody famous. So it's almost like you could pull that off the internet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But it's Gary.
And you know him to be like, no one knows who's in that Goofy outfit, but this is the man who does drugs, gets naked, oils himself up, and drives through the streets while masturbating.
That is correct.
During his day job, but much like Batman, at night, he's Goofy.
And I'm pretty sure he got thrown in jail a couple times for getting busted for this.
Yeah, I would imagine you would.
That's one of the reasons, one of the rumors went around, where's Gary, what's going on? And Gary would come back like 2 weeks later and act like nothing ever happened. It was just like, you know, like scratch from the record in Gary's mind. And then he'd get kind of messed up and tell you what happened later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Ted, you've been corrected. People are not happy with your troll assumptions, your trollist, that they're tiny or that they can't be tall.
They're short.
World of Warcraft trolls are tall. Ted is being dumb. Trolls are tall, strong, and stupid. He might be thinking of gnomes. Someone else says, I think Ted is mistaking a troll for a gnome. Trolls are huge. Gnomes are little. The troll under the bridge? They're large, not small. You're thinking of gnomes. It continues. Cave trolls in Lord of the Rings are massive creatures. Trolls do not need to be small. It continues.
I thought the same
thing. In mythology, the original Scandinavian and Nordic mythology, trolls are 9 feet tall and weigh upwards of 500 pounds. Someone else, Ted, Scandinavian trolls come in all shapes and sizes, but generally, they're over 8 feet tall. It continues. The mountain trolls in The Hobbit were huge. Same as the one in the first Harry Potter. And then someone else, Ted's thinking of axe-wielding dudes in Lord of the Rings. Trolls are huge. Bridge trolls, etc. It continues. Come on, Ted. Trolls are either giant or dwarf. Ever heard of a tiny bridge troll? LOL. Hey, Ted, when it comes to trolls, I guess you never watched Lord of the Rings. They can be huge. It continues. According to D&D, trolls are 6 to 8 feet tall. In World of Warcraft, trolls are all tall. In Lord of the Rings, trolls were upwards of 17 feet tall.
Okay.
So you guys should watch Troll Hunter on Netflix. Norwegian flick. Excellent. Trolls are giant in that film. Someone else comes in. Ted is thinking of dwarves, not trolls. Trolls are huge. And then one fresh just came in. Trolls aren't short, Ted. So you've been told, dummy.
I'm in your camp, Ted. I have no idea.
How do we not know that they're talking about the same trolls? What is it, a DreamWorks movie that came out with two different movies called Trolls, the teeny tiny little creatures?
That's the only troll that comes to my mind.
I was thinking about, like, that's like the pop culture troll right now.
Isn't there a troll in Lord of the Rings that's, like, short? He's got, like, a shirt that's got, like, X's on it. He's got the axe.
That's a dwarf, Ted.
Well, first of all, it's a little person. If you want,
he identifies as a dwarf. His whole people, they're called dwarves.
You know? Oh, I see. He's a dwarf, not a troll.
That is correct.
I'm thinking about Danny DeVito, all right?
Look at the troll under the Fremont Bridge. Okay, look, we get it.
I'm wrong. Trolls are huge.
And in thruples. Bet you didn't know that in your mythology, did you?
Yeah.
Dwarf. Wow.
God. All right.
Okay.
You know what? We can't have anything under 6 foot.
I know.
They can field a good hoops team. What is the strangest story you have about sex? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka. That's not as funny to me now after I just got scolded for the troll thing.
You got troll scolded.
Most trolls are Jewish.
Get over it.
That's right. Chinooka.
So, this is probably, I feel like, I don't know, 15 years ago. I went to my best friend's brother's party. My best friend was out of town, but his little brother was having people over. I'm going to go over there and tell everybody. Well, I know him. Well, there was a girl there that I had kind of been talking to, and we're drinking rum out of a plastic bottle, so it's going to be fun, and her and I are flirting, and my buddy's like, hey, you should take her up to my brother's room, because if I ever had sex at their house, it was always in my best friend's room, because, you know, that's what you do. So me and we go upstairs. She takes off her clothes. We're making out. She, you know, drops the line like, hey, do you have a condom? And I was like, of course I do. I'll be right back. I did. So I run downstairs and I find my brother, my buddy's brother. And I was like, hey, Ryan, like, I really, really, really need a condom right now. He's like, man, I don't know what to tell you. I can't help you out. Which, I come to find out, he had plenty of condoms. He was just messing with it, like, a box. Like, and it, I come to find out also, it was within a foot of me at the time. So I'm sitting there, just like, man, what am I going to do? And I'm in the kitchen, towards the drawers, and I'm like, I know that there's some sandwich bags in that drawer. So I snagged two of them. And keep in mind, they're the foldable ones. They're not the Ziploc, so that, you know, I didn't have to match the blue and yellow to make the green stripe. I take them upstairs, and I'm like, hey, this is weird, but I don't have any condoms, but I found some sandwich bags. And her retort was, okay. So, I mean.
All right. So game on.
Oh, yeah.
Ended the sandwich. I mean,
well, okay, let me. Yeah. Did you use both bags or just one?
Of course, I used both bags.
Okay, hey man, I don't know, because I feel like, you know, if you used only one, do you put the other one back in the drawer?
Yeah.
Like, look, I didn't use it, but just the idea. I was going to use it.
You
reuse.
Like, you brought a tuna fish sandwich in today. You probably just put that right back in there.
Same bag.
Yeah. Just trying to help out the environment. Right. And use this bag twice.
I gotta break.
Yeah.
Just turned it inside out.
Right.
Well, that way it doesn't touch your sandwich.
I can't get this bag apart.
Right.
I mean, what else is there household-wise? Can you think of anything else?
Saran wrap?
No, none of them will work.
I know that.
Saran wrap is what I would have gone with.
But like the press and seal.
This is MacGyver.
Ooh, a rubber glove.
Oh, there you go. You have all that little powdery stuff on it.
The problem is with the rubber glove. Like, if it's like a dish glove, like the yellow one.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. The thumb probably fits the best, but it's not long enough. You know what I mean?
Like, for you.
You can't fit your stuff in there, man. Cut off circulation.
This is going to be fun. What's the strangest story that you have about sex? 206-421-ROCK.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
To England. A man caught near Nobby's Beach with his penis in a pasta jar led police on a 20-kilometer-per-hour chase. Police drew their weapons when they suspected that Keith Roy Weatherly was armed at the time. Instead, they found him partially clothed with his genitals in a pasta jar.
So they have guns aimed at this dude while he's inside of a pasta jar.
Police believe that Weatherly was doing something with his hands in his lap and thought that he might have a weapon. Weatherly saw the police and drove away, despite them flashing their lights. He refused to leave his car. Four officers used batons and pepper spray to remove him from the car. They found a jar around his penis and noted that Weatherly attempted to continue pleasure himself in between bouts of wrestling with the officers. A search of his car uncovered pornography, a homemade sex aid, women's stockings, and a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, God.
Our question, what is the strangest story that you have about sex? 206-421-ROCK.
What kind of pasta sauce do you think it was? I'm just going to guess Prego.
In England? I don't know.
Oh, he's in England.
I believe so, yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. I only know the brown sauce.
What, in England, you're saying?
Yeah, the HP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, probably about 10 years ago, I was with this girl. She was an ex-girlfriend of mine, and then she had just broken up with her boyfriend. And she was just looking to make herself feel better, let's say. And I didn't realize at the time that my dad had just quit his job because he'd gotten hurt and he couldn't do it. And that was literally the first day where he didn't go to work. And so she was over at the day, and he probably heard everything because we had pretty thin walls and I had a very springy mattress.
How old were you at the time?
Probably 20, 21.
I didn't care. Yeah, you still don't want to hear the sex, though.
I didn't want to hear my parents having sex. I did.
Did you?
Yes. The worst was when I spent the night at my buddy Christian's house.
All right.
You know, like you see this sweet lady. She's always nice to you. She's offering you dinner if you want to stay.
Sure, sure.
You want to spend the night? You guys want to do a sleepover? And then we would hear stuff and go, man.
What, she had a mouth on her?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Was she making demands or
demanding?
Was she, really?
She was directing the movie.
All right, so, but you're at your buddy's house, so obviously your buddy's present. I mean, are you just looking at him like, your mom's a freak? Or
he just shrugged it off as happens all the time.
Really?
Yep, pretty much.
Not something I'd want to get used to.
Well, it was, you know, it wasn't all the time when we were there, but most of the time.
Really?
Well, because you're spending the night on Friday or Saturday night.
Well,
as
sure.
As a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people like, having a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
So. It's just generally speaking, right? If you're having sex in someone else's house, it doesn't matter even if they know you are, but you usually just keep it a little quieter, right?
Right.
Just because you're like, you know, whoever else is in the house, like, I'm not trying to have here, but she just did not care.
That's it was their house.
Yeah. That's why people...
I know, but you know, like... if my kids have a sleepover, like, I know someone else's kid is in my house. So if I have sex or not, like, let's just keep it down. That's right. All.
Yeah, well, the worst one I had was at a beach house. And it was, like, basically, like, some, I don't know. It's just an old house. We had gone out to get, like, all-you-can-eat crabs and shrimp.
All right.
And then this other couple, one of them was a cousin of my dad. Either way, they were kind of related to us.
Sure.
So I remember them eating oysters and making a joke that they were an aphrodisiac.
Of course.
And that night, I remember waking up and just staring up at the ceiling and just like, ew.
Right.
And just like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. And well, I mean, it was tough to eat breakfast.
You start judging people's rhythm, right? You're like, all right, pretty soon. And then at that point, you realize now the headboard is hitting the wall. So you, like, you know where they are in the process. Like, dude's got about 15 seconds left. And then there's just
ooh,
dead
he's going
silence.
25 seconds.
Look at him go.
Yeah, what a guy. What is the strangest story that you have about sex? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was visiting the town I grew up in like 10 years after high school, and I ended up going home with this girl that was out celebrating her birthday that I went to school with forever. Had never hooked up, though, and when some of her friends that were out at her birthday with her, I could tell this dude was not happy about the fact that we were obviously going to leave together. So we're like mid-sex, full-on sex, and she's like, did you hear that? And I'm thinking, no, I knew she had a dog out there. And next thing I know, her bedroom door just flies open, and it's the dude.
How did he get in the house?
And went through a window in her laundry room.
Wow.
Now, what, was he dating her, or he's just obsessed with her?
No, not just upset, not dating at all. She was cool, and I don't think she'd lead him on, but he'd obviously liked her for a long time. And we proceed to get in a full-on, like, knockdown, drag-out fight while I'm completely naked. And when I say we were mid-sex, I mean, it was full-on. You would not want to be fighting me at that time. You wouldn't want to fight anybody that was in my
position
at that time.
did you beat his ass?
I actually did win that fight. He was more drunk than I was, and I was pretty drunk. But,
were you throwing punches, or are you naked and you have to wrestle this dude?
At the end of it, it was me. It was me, like, behind him, like, half headlock, and I was just hitting him in the side of the head. I just wanted it, to end, obviously, but really awkward.
Yeah,
you're naked.
So what is the girl you're with, what is she saying to this guy? I mean, my, like, what are you doing here? I mean, get out of here.
Yeah, like, immediately she's like, what the hell? Like, what? You know, and yeah, it was on right away.
Now,
so what happened? How does you beat this guy's ass? Now what?
But now there's a beat up dude laying on the floor of a bedroom where you're trying to have sex.
She's just screaming at him to leave, and he finally left. He actually came back for a couple guys. One of the other guys has known me for a long time, and he's like, "Damn, that's, you know, so and so, you know, get out of here."
This sounds like it's worthy of a call to the police immediately.
Yeah, when you break into someone's house, for sure,
you know. So the fact that he can come back, they were long time friends, but it
was weird, and I broke my hand doing it. That was probably the worst part.
And
I started a new job.
That's pretty common.
And you didn't finish having sex, did you?
I did, and I think I hurt my hand worse.
With a broken hand,
it's worse.
So you have a broken hand, but you're like, I'm gonna power through.
I'm gonna finish what I started. Yeah. Damn it!
And then this guy comes back. So yeah. how much time elapsed between the time that he left and he comes back with two friends?
Enough time.
Okay.
All right. So 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did she ever press charges against this guy?
No. No. I think she. I don't know. I think that was the first time that had ever happened. But I think there was an obsession thing that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah.
You think? You think? I mean, trust me. Anybody who's ever dated this guy knows that he's off the rails.
Oh, right.
Like, if that's where we're at.
It strikes me as the kind of guy you've never broken up with him.
I broke through a window in the laundry room to go in.
He didn't break through the window. He simply opened it and climbed in and went to her room and fought a naked man who's having sex.
Wow.
That's a bit much, bro.
I don't know if I could fight naked. I mean, I could.
In that situation, you got to fight naked because the guy's coming at you. But if someone said, hey, man, I'm going to kick your ass and I happen to be naked, I would ask, honest to God, can you wait like 60s? Like, I'll fight you. Do you mind if I put on some pants? I feel like that's very reasonable.
I'm just saying.
You'll still be angry at me. It's all good. I just prefer to have my genitalia not showing to you.
I got my ass beat one time. It was a summer party.
Were you naked?
No, but I had flip-flops on, right? So as soon as this guy like starts doing it, I'm like, man, I can't do this. I got flip-flops on. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I got no traction.
Right.
Like, we're in a yard. You know what I mean? I'm like, and I take my shoes off, and I'm like, I'm still slipping. I'm like, this isn't going to work, man. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I seriously can't fight. I don't have any leverage. I can't fight you in flip-flops. Like, I will kick you in the head, but I'm not going to if I don't have shoes on. You know? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, seriously, look. So I started, like, slipping. I'm like, I got nothing, man. I'm like, you charge me, man. I'm screwed. So
did he charge you?
No. I talked him out of it.
That would have been the moment.
I talked him out of it because I was dead serious. I'm like, I'll fight you another time, but, dude, I got to have shoes on. Like, this is not.
I can't believe the guy didn't still punch you.
I'm not fighting in flip-flops. Because I don't want to fight in flip-flops.
No, I get it. I'm saying, your point of view.
Right,
if I'm at a party and I'm actually at the point I'm going to fight somebody, like, I don't give a crap what you're wearing. That's your fault.
Yeah, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to hit you. But I like that you talked him out of it.
I'm dead serious. Well, I had a guy do it. Well, not to me, but to my other buddy, Brett. Different situation, but, dude, my mom just got me this shirt. It's one of the best shirts I've got. Like, seriously, man. I'm not going to take it off. Like,
I'm going to take your shirt off.
We're in a bar. You know what I mean? And my buddy Brett's like, another time. Because it was a nice shirt.
Did he ever get back to him, too?
Well, like, we were poor. You know what I mean? Like, all of us were poor. So we knew, like, what a big deal it was to look nice. And everybody had, like, one nice thing. And he was, like, wearing it. So we were just like, you know what I mean? It was, I don't know if they ever got a fight after that. But, I mean, it was just like, look, it's understood.
Like I'll fight you later. Just really, really, right, exactly. Man. It's all about the shirt tonight.
I don't know.
I've seen a lot of people take shirts off. Like, specifically.
Too. I've
seen people take shoes off to fight.
But take their shoes off?
Yeah.
I've seen chicks take their shoes off. And I get it because like, they're wearing heels or whatever. And in Baltimore, I know a lot of women, they would take their earrings out. Like, I mean, they're screaming at each other. Clearly, it's going to become a physical altercation. But it was understood. We're going to take a 30-second break while we each remove our earrings, hand them to our friend. And when they'd wait for the other one to finish. And then they'd throw down and beat the hell out of each other. And when they were done, they put their weaves back in and put their earrings back in. This chick, Betty White, that was her name, but not the Betty White you're thinking of. She was a tough chick in high school. And this dude named Eddie, it was homeroom. And he just keeps talking dumb stuff to her. He's not really being insulting, but he won't stop running his mouth. She's talking to her friend. She looks at Eddie and says, Eddie, basically, I cannot repeat what she says, but paraphrasing, you should probably shut up now. But Eddie's Eddie. Eddie keeps running his mouth. And I remember she's talking to her friend, and she's just pulling her earrings out, but she's still talking and looking to her friend. And I'm thinking to myself, like, it looks like she's about to fight, but she's very calm, and they're talking whatever gossip they're talking. She pulls out her other earring, then walks to the back of the class, punches Eddie out of his chair onto the floor, yells an expletive at him, and then walks right back up to her friend, calm as day, and picks up where she left off, and put her earrings back in. Mm-hmm. And guess what her earrings said?
Because she didn't want to ruin her earrings.
Betty. Mm. They were big gold hoop earrings that said, but yeah, she didn't want to mess up her earrings.
Right. Hold my chain.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot. I don't know if those just this code of ethics. You'd hand it to your buddy or whatever it was.
In high school, chain was important, right?
There's all kinds of stuff like that I've seen like that in the bar. Like, seriously, people just start undressing, taking certain items off, handing them to friends they know, handing them to the bartender. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I kind of like it, though, because it gives you time to, like, hey, dude, give me a beer real quick because they're about to fight.
Yeah. And then somebody would get hit in the head with a beer bottle. So, like, all the rules just
right.
For one reason.
You
like,
take off your chain.
Yeah, exactly. So gentlemanly there. Quack!
I mean, I've seen fights, like, not escalate to the fight, but I don't know. Generally, it was never just because of clothes or something.
Right.
Somebody
right.
else said, generally, a bigger person would step in and go, you guys aren't fighting.
Ted, these were, I love these flip-flops. They were slip-in Filas.
So they were slides.
Yeah, they were slides. Right. So, like, anytime I tried to, like, my foot's just kept slipping out of them, man. And it's in the grass.
See, I would have hit you. I'd have been like, thank you for pointing out every weakness you have. So what you can
no,
charge
like, dude,
me.
I'm not fighting you in flip-flops. That was the first thing that came out of my mouth. Like, my feet keep sliding out of these things right now. Like, I tried to play volleyball earlier. Right. No, they had badminton set up. And I just kept...
What was the fight
badminton.
About?
It was about a previous party that we'd been to, and something... I'd said something to the guys. I can't imagine what would come out of my mouth.
That's exactly what you thought it was, Ted. You said something stupid
to
somebody.
You never know. And Miles just gets that smile like, well, it was another party. Like, what did you say to his girl?
Right. You gotta remember, man. Like, we could get into like one bar, maybe two bars, but for the most part, drinking every weekend was a party somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, that was just kind of the circle we ran in. Somebody's having a party somewhere. Half the time he went to someone's house, he didn't know who the hell they were. What is the strangest story that you have about sex? 206-421-RON.
Those are the parties you'd steal CDs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it's someone you didn't know, like, man, thanks for the party, I'm going to grab like five or six CDs.
I remember being in high school, like a junior, senior. And like Friday and Saturday night, there was nothing worse than not being at a party.
Oh, dude, it'd kill you.
Now I'm at the point of my life where I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do Friday.
Yeah. Nice.
I just chill at home.
Right.
Watch TV.
Welcome to 40, homie.
Yeah, right. I'll day drink on Saturday, but I'm going to be home by 7.
No offense, Mike, but that was a great part about 2020. Another wedding canceled. Yes. Woo.
Cool. Right.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
I was wondering how this was going to segue, but this is perfect, actually, you guys.
Okay.
To set things up, this is a guy that I had a crush on in high school, and we'd been friends, but we never hooked up. And later on in our 20s, we started hanging out again. And we were kind of getting together, and we went to this party, and I ended up dropping acid. So this is the setup. And anyways, we went back to my house. And I had just gotten my own place, and I, you know, had ambiance going, and I had classical music. I had the classical station playing, so my dog, I mean, you know, my dog would be quiet, and we're getting comfortable with each other, and just about to open the door, so to speak, and from the other room from the classical station, I hear Pomp and Circumstance start playing.
Oh!
Graduation march, you know, and I was on acid, so of course I immediately lost it and completely nothing happened because I couldn't hold it.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Oh, Mary.
I mean, it was bad, guys.
So wait, he didn't get like whiskey D. You just couldn't stop laughing.
I couldn't handle it. I it was too much for me.
Did you ever end up experimenting with sex on acid?
You know, it's not my favorite.
Oh, man. I completely disagree.
What, sex on? I've never had sex on acid.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
What makes it unbelievable?
I don't know. Everything. It's just everything. Every single part of your body is sexual.
Right.
I swear to God, man. Matter of fact, I went over to this, same kind of story she had. I grew up with this girl, but we never really, whatever.
Yeah.
So later on, as we're in our 20s or whatever, we hook up. She called me, and it was this, okay, this is the same weekend that my buddy dosed me when I had to work the overnight.
Okay.
All right.
So is this the same acid, essentially?
The next night. All right. The next night, we're still partying. It's a weekend. That was a Friday night. I had to work Friday night overnight. Saturday night, got the night off. Everything's cool. So now I'm going to do what I did the night before, but it didn't seem, wasn't enjoyable.
Right.
Because I was working. Right.
Right.
So the next night, I'm like, all right, now I'm in. I got this. So she shows up at the house because this buddy who came in from Ohio, well, they live next door. So they were in a neighborhood, but they knew each other growing up, too.
Okay.
Because they lived next door to each other. So she wanted to see him, too. He brought his girlfriend. She showed up. I didn't know that he invited her. Talked to her. I had no idea, right? So she shows up at the party, and I am flying on acid. I mean, I am flying on acid. And so we hook up, and I mean, it is insane. And it's, you know, just like this. It could have been 5 minutes. It seemed like 8 hours.
Now, was she on acid?
No.
Oh, did she enjoy this, or is it just you?
Her husband or her father. Father was a certain type of Catholic priest, minister, somebody who could get married and have kids.
All right.
I don't know what you call that. Like
it's
a
probably
division.
The deacon.
Yeah, it's like a division. Like, of,
he can talk during mass and stuff, and he can hand out communion, but he's not a priest.
But she was a strict, like, I don't even think she was drinking.
She's having sex with the dude who's on acid. She's
but she does not strict. Know that the guy's on acid.
You're hiding this.
I didn't tell her.
Well, not that, but usually I feel like if someone's flying on acid.
No. You don't understand. This girl went to, like, private Christian school with, like, 25 people.
So she wouldn't even know the signs.
K through 12.
All right.
You know what I mean? She went to one of those types of schools. So, I mean, like, I knew that she was, like, very pure. Or my buddy, I know, would have slept with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he was a good-looking dude, next-door neighbor. He'd have been there. He tried. He couldn't. Because she was just not really there at that point.
I got it.
Okay.
Like
that hand. So I just assumed that she was not really there at that point in time to open up the hymnal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Turn to this page. So I didn't know. So then as the night goes on, that goes down. So, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the sex was unbelievable. It really was. It was just like, for whatever reason, sometimes you play a better game
now,
than others,
did
right?
She enjoy this, or is this just you tripping that this is excellent? She's thinking like, this
I don't
guy's
know what
just
the
slim.
Hell she thought. I know what I thought. I mean, either way, so she calls me the next day.
All right.
And she's like, hey, look, I'll make you dinner. Why don't you come over here and spend the night?
Oh, it was good then. All right.
And I was
meat
like,
to veg.
And I thought, well, Pat had left. This was like Sunday at noon. He'd already drove back to Ohio. And I'm like, I wanted to give it a break for like a day or two.
Why?
Because I knew
you
for
just had this amazing experience.
Because I knew for a fact that I could not go back there and replicate what had happened the night before.
Doesn't
if
matter.
I didn't have acid. I mean, I give him my best shot.
I know, but just disappoint her the next day.
No.
But you'll still.
No.
Did you ever have sex with her again?
No.
Exactly.
No.
You could have had sex with her twice. You had sex with her once.
She started dating.
Because you couldn't replicate your acid trip sexual shaman master crap from the night before.
It's like if I hit like three dingers in one game. One's a grand slam. I might take that next day off. You know what I mean? That way I don't go 0 for 4. I don't know.
I'd have given a dual college try.
Because
obviously you crossed and she called you and said, hey, spend the night.
Looking back, I know that. You know what I mean? Because I realize how rare it is to have sex now. But at that point in time, that seemed like something that was attainable and normal. And, you know, it would
now,
be.
Now, I get you. It and it's like hard you gotta to go over there.
Right.
You don't want to BS with her.
Yeah.
No. I get where you're coming from, too. But
you know my point.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, right, he's tired.
Get some booty.
I didn't sleep.
He's starving.
Right.
So what?
My back hurts.
She's making the dinner.
I can feel the strychnine dropping down the middle of my back. Like, God.
He can't stop peeing. He's been drinking gallons of water.
I woke up drunk, dehydrated. My head hurts.
Right. He's like, he don't want to get out of
NFL
bed.
NFL football's on. I'm like, there's no way I'm replicating that. Because I know.
Well, people agree with it. They say, yes, sex on acid, incredible, try it. Someone else agreed. Sex on acid is amazing.
Listen, I'm not condoning any kind of drug use. You don't have to take a full hit of acid.
But that's a hell of a story.
You can microdose. Jeez. You can microdose like all the kids do here who work for the internet company.
All right.
Don't you know that's happening?
Oh, hell yeah.
Microdosing all the time. guys in front of me on the golf course are just flying. I'm like, oh, those tech bros are definitely tripping.
You should tell them have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Before the trip ends.
What is the strangest story you have about sex? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.